Hey, trail riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Numbers 31, 1 through 54, Psalm 37, 34 through 40, Proverbs 9, 7, 8, and 9, and Luke 2, 39 through 52. Today, we're going to be talking about the tenses of salvation. The tenses of salvation. Our focal passage is going to come from Psalm 37, verse 39. It says, "The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord, their refuge in times of distress." Satan will take advantage of every situation that comes his way in order to disable a Christian. And he will not hesitate to use chaotic world conditions and problems to oppose the mind. But God's answer is in the helmet of salvation. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, Paul is not talking about the salvation of the soul when he says we must be sober and put on the armor of faith and love on our chest and put on the helmet of the hope of salvation. He is not referring to the salvation as a generation or a conversation. This is the mistake that many make when attempting to interpret this verse. They say whenever the devil attacks our mind and seeks to oppress it, remind ourselves that we have been saved. Well, there is nothing wrong with that, of course. This explanation is mistaken, however, not because it's untrue, but because it does not go far enough. The best way to interpret any verse of Scripture is with another verse of Scripture. I always say Scripture will always interpret itself. Thus, this text in 1 Thessalonians throws a shaft of light on Paul's statement from Ephesians 6 and 17, which says, "Take up and put on the helmet of salvation, for it shows salvation. Not just as something in the past, but as something in the future. It's a hope. And present day by day, we are being saved from the power of sin. And one day in the future, we will be saved from the presence of sin." It is to the future Paul is looking when he invites us to put on the helmet of salvation. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us of the tenses of salvation. We see that in order to live effectively, we must view the present tense by the future tense. Help me to lay hold of this. Help us to lay hold of this truth. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Psalm 27, 1 through 14, Isaiah 12, 2, and Isaiah 25, 9, and keep these two questions in mind. What was the psalmist's conviction? And two, what was the prophet proclaiming? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride, and hopefully the dogs won't be barking.